What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Folks, what's going on, Grid?
This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
Yeah. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Fantasy Football Frenzy. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Week 14 is almost in the books. Welcome back, Goon Squad. Hashtag Goon Squad. It is December 9th. We're coming to the end of the season. You had a shootout in New Orleans. A wild game in New Orleans. That was fun to watch. And, of course, you know, the Texans lose to the Broncos after beating the Patriots. I mean, you know, what's that about? New England loses another one. They lose two straight. Some wild things happened this weekend, and it was the first round of the fantasy football playoffs. So I hope everybody did okay in the playoffs. We'll see. But as you have it, Fantasy Taz, Jim Day, George Kurtz joined me. How you doing, Taz? How's your weekend? Did you enjoy the games?
Oh, I did, and like you said, that New Orleans-San Francisco game, probably the best game I've seen all year, and I'm going to give your boy mad props. Garoppolo played a great game. He really did. He didn't look like he was lost. Look, it was a great offensive play calling by their team,
yeah.
But he still had to make the throws, and he did. He was making some nice tight window throws. He wasn't staring down his receivers. That was probably the best game I think I've ever seen him play.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it had to do with, I feel like he's bad under pressure when he's getting pressure.
A lot of quarterbacks are. Look at Brady. That's how the Giants beat Brady in the Super Bowls, is getting pressure on him.
Yeah. I mean, so, he gets jittery, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think, George?
That was definitely the best game I've seen him play ever, I think.
Awesome. I love that. I love that you made that comment.
But don't forget, later on, you have to say something bad about him.
I know. Yeah, I will say something bad. But go ahead. George Kurtz, how you doing today? Did you enjoy the games? What stood out to you?
Injuries. I think injuries stood out to me the most by far. I mean, so many players went down. It's like in the between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. yesterday. I'm just counting players. All right, lost him, him. Oh, this is great. I think in the I might have lost in the Goon Squad League anyway, but I think I had lost four players out of my lineup by 2:30. It's like, what the hell is going on? So injuries stood out to me. A lot of tight ends went down.
Yeah,
Jameis. Got to worry about Jameis Winston now. He's got the a small fracture in his thumb. Able to play through it yesterday, but that's with the adrenaline. What happens now during the week? Does that act up? Evans probably gone for the season. I said multiple tight ends. Andrews, Jacobs, and
you want me to give you the list? I wrote out a list.
Yes, please.
Okay, we got Mike Evans, like you said, hamstring, done for the year. Rashad Penny, knee sprain, could be worse, possibly done for the year. DJ Chark, foot, ankle, in boot, likely done for the year. Mahomes, with the hand, still played, but could be rested against Denver. We'll see. Geis with the MCL, probably done. And look, Geis is a great running back, but he can't stay on the field at this point. He's going to be hard to trust going forward.
Yeah.
Mark Andrews with the leg contusion. Now they're saying it's just a minor thing, but it's a Thursday night game for him, so it's going to be a game time decision most likely. Jameis Winston with the hand fracture. He did return to the game, so hopefully he can continue to play. Calvin Ridley had abdominal pain, but they're saying this one could be serious. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. I'm not sure what it is, but definitely could be something to worry about. Devontae Parker with a concussion. Jared Cook with a concussion. Josh Jacobs, of course, we knew with the shoulder fracture. Ryan Griffin with an ankle sprain. We heard about the sports hernia for Odell Beckham this week. Of course, everybody's got to wonder why that's never been on the injury report for the last few weeks, if he's had this sports hernia.
He also said he wants to leave Cleveland.
Well, we'll see. We don't know if he said that,
right,
or if it got reported that somebody said he said that. Well, we just don't. He said it. You saw him say it.
He said it. Maybe not in those
exact
words.
Okay. Well, I missed that.
He said that Mayfield throws the training staff under the bus yesterday. Wow. Yeah. Way to go.
Oh, really?
Guys.
Okay. I missed all that.
the antics come out. Better late than never.
Well, I'm surprised it took this long.
I know, right?
We've been talking about that all year. I mean, they look great on paper, but so many damn egos and kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
Wolf Fuller. What was that?
Go ahead, Wolf Fuller.
Oh, I heard something in my ear. Will Fuller with the hamstring, 50-50 for next week. Ingram with the foot sprain, probably going to be kept out of the season now. Daniel Jones with the high ankle sprain, probably done for the year now. Just a big litany of killers, and like George said, a lot of them were early in games, so they really killed fantasy owners, and a lot of teams just went down in flames this weekend because of the injuries alone.
Yeah. I mean, luckily for Mike Evans owners, because you know everybody started Mike Evans, he had the catch for 60 yards and a touchdown.
Well, there were a couple. I mean, even Jared Cook, I mean, before he went out, he had the two catches, but they were both touchdowns.
And
so
that's funny.
The guys had good points before they got hurt, but you didn't get anything after that.
Right. Luckily for the Cook thing too, because someone tweeted me right before that asking, should I start Cook? I think you were a part of that conversation, George. Cook, it was, what's his name? Vance McDonald and someone else. And Ryan Griffin. And I told him Cook. So if he did, he had two touchdowns.
Not tell him Cook.
Yeah.
Griffin got hurt too. He left the game early.
Yes.
A lot of tight ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a crazy day for football. No doubt about it. But, you know, in a league that I probably care, I don't want to say the least about, but pretty close, I ended up taking down the BFFs in the Pit League.
Never going to pay is the team name. He might win the whole thing. So, yeah, he wouldn't have to pay. That would be fantastic for him. But, yeah, that was interesting because they were talking about it earlier. That rode on last night's game where Seattle, and I feel like we all called that game last night. I feel like everybody called it. Said Seattle's due for a big letdown here. And it happened. It happened last night. The Rams beat them 28-12. But the Rams have been at an up and down season. But now they're in the mix again. I mean, you know, they're in the wild card race at this point. 8-5.
And this is the time of year when it matters. It doesn't matter early in the season. This is the time of year when you start getting hot now. Then, you know, look out. Things can happen. And I think that might have been the first time all year that Russell Wilson was held without a touchdown.
Yeah, he had a pick, which was pretty ugly. I saw that pick, but. Yeah, they couldn't do much. I know Carson, he ran okay, not great, but it was a lackluster performance altogether for Seattle in L.A. It's a division game. It's tough to win those games sometimes, and they've really been hot. I mean, they were 10-2, and let's face it, they are not, to us, we said, they're not a 10-2 team, I don't think. They don't got a good, very good defense. They don't have.
Yeah, but as long as you have Russell Wilson,
right? It all rides on Russell Wilson.
He's going to take it.
and that's the Packers. They win their game, and it all rode on Aaron Jones. Aaron Rodgers needs to really play to a next level if he wants to be the playoff team they hope to be, because they look like they're getting in too. All right, we'll be right back. Fantasy Football Frenzy on an Overreaction Monday. Be right back. Get on the grid.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Yeah, yeah. Big Pimpin'. Welcome back. Overreaction Monday. Fantasy Taz, Jim Day, George Kurtz, your boy, the closer, Chris Ventura. On the Sports Grid Network, you can find us on YouTube, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern every Monday through Friday. We're coming towards the end of the NFL season, and the fantasy playoffs are upon us. One more game tonight to go for the first round. And, of course, you can find us on the Sports Grid Network, Zumo TV channel 719, Pluto TV channel 517, Stir, iHeartRadio, wherever you guys listen to, you know, podcasts, or watch streams. Make sure you get on the grid. All right. So, as we were saying, a lot of injuries yesterday. Like you said, Mike Evans, that's a tough one out for the year. Mark Andrews, well, hopefully he comes back, but he killed fantasy owners yesterday because he was one of the guys that didn't do anything because of that. Pat Mahomes had a lackluster game. I feel like that whole game in general.
It was lackluster.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chiefs Patriots.
Yeah.
Two teams you would hope, you know, would put up a nice performance.
You got to wonder, though. They're in New England, yeah. And early in the game, the fans are booing the Patriots.
Yeah.
How do you boo the Patriots right now? I don't care if they're having the worst game in the freaking world. How do you boo them after everything they brought to you? If I owned that team, I would have just emptied the stadium at that point and kicked everybody out and said, we're going to play without a crowd.
Yeah, I mean.
Logical? You're spoiled. Kidding. Things are usually so reasonable.
There you go, right there. They're spoiled, man. All they know is winning.
Hey,
but they don't win every game during the year.
Who's going to win?
I know.
But there's two things I really want to get out before we get really going here. And one is Kyle Allen killed a lot of fantasy teams all on his own. He missed long touchdowns to DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel, mm-hmm. and then he took the 1 yard plunge away from Christian McCaffrey and scored it himself. So, you know, ended up probably killing a few fantasy owners there that would have put up some decent numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hate to see that when a quarterback does that. But Secondly, did you happen, George and I were talking about this before the show started, did you see that tackle that Ryan Tannehill made on the interception?
No.
Oh my God, it was great. The ball Fantastic got tipped, tackle. The guy came down with it, one of those big linemen came down with it, and he's rumbling down the field, and there was a guy right next to Tannehill trying to block Tannehill from getting it. Tannehill ran like far outside to get around from him, and then came storming right across this field and just took this big guy out, shoulder right to his body, and just took him right off his feet. It was amazing to see a quarterback do that. I was just sitting there. I'm pretty sure I was yelling at the TV, like, yay, Teddy, go for it. That was a heck of a tackle.
Like he's been playing defensive back for many years.
Oh, right? It was amazing. I mean, half of the guys on defense should have been paying attention.
Tannehill.
If I intercepted that ball, and that was me, and I'm seeing the replay of that, I am pissed off that guy didn't block Tannehill well enough. I mean, he just pushed him. He won't get back in the play. That cost me a touchdown. I mean, as a defensive lineman, I'd be angry. I want my touchdown.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and I'd be angry that Tannehill even tackled me, to be honest. But
that was a big guy, man.
It was a tackle.
That was a big guy. That was a dare. He's played some defense because that was a pure form tackle, the way you're taught to hit somebody.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, previously he did play baseball. He was a wide receiver in the past, so he's definitely an athletic dude. And he got the job done yesterday. I mean, he was 21 for 27. If you started him as a stream option or whatever, 391 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. You know, he also ran for 19.
No surprise, since he started in week 7, he's a top 5 quarterback in fantasy.
Yeah, he's been he's consistent.
He's just getting it done each and every week.
They're 6-1.
Meanwhile, Corey Davis has gone totally to the sideline.
Right.
He's going to join Tevin Coleman as guys we could care less about from now on.
Coleman didn't even get touches, yeah.
Yeah, not until what, the third quarter did Coleman even touch the ball.
Right, it was almost that.
Yeah, just nuts. And then, yeah, it's just crazy. But A.J. Brown coming through in a big way, love to see that. Now, I got to ask you guys a question. How come none of us saw this Drew Lock game coming?
Right?
Holy crap, where's this guy come from?
Seriously.
He was throwing freaking darts all day.
I don't think anyone expected this type of game, George.
Maybe Elway has his quarterback. I mean, he's giving us shots, right? You know, these guys, maybe, you know, he did draft Lock. Lock got hurt in preseason. That's why we haven't seen him. Maybe now he has his quarterback. You know, maybe yes, maybe no. It's a very small sample size.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, he had a good half against the Chargers last week. Good game against the Texans yesterday. I mean, I think the Texans had a letdown. I do, but I'm not going to give.
Yeah, it was definitely
I'm not
gonna, game.
Right, I'm not going to give all the credit to that. I think DeLock came in. They put up 38 points. I mean, 38 points on the road at Houston, a division leader. I mean, that is very impressive here. It certainly made me stand up and notice.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch it, Drew Lock looked good. I mean, now then again, it is the Houston Texans. Yeah,
but still, he still made the throws.
Right.
On the road.
You know, and that's the big thing. He still made the throws.
And, yeah, I mean, the Texans' defense is soft. And I get the Texans, they're confusing. They play up to opponents. They play down to opponents. You know, Deshaun Watson has one great game, one bad game. He held the ball really long in a lot of this game. He threw a couple interceptions, although he did have 3 total touchdowns, 2 on the ground. But, I mean, it just didn't look good. I don't know what's up with this Texans team. It's hard to tell what they are. You know what I mean? Because they just look great one day, and the next day they look terrible. So 38-24, and Drew Lock, is he a guy moving forward that, I mean, is it crazy to say to stream?
No, you're not starting him. Come on.
Are you streaming him? No, okay, fine.
You're in a two-quarterback league.
Depends on who they're playing.
It may be in a two-quarterback league. You know, super flex league. I could sort of see it here. I just have to look at their schedule. And I think... Oh, they play KC this week. I remember Andy Reid saying that.
And then they got Detroit.
Wow.
So not too bad.
Not too bad.
In the conversation right now.
He could be.
He's probably in that 20-plus range in a 12-team league. You start 24. Yeah, I could see it. But I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Your second quarterback going to be that you're going to be okay where, okay, I'll start Lock this week and not want to bang your head against the wall if Lock lays an egg and that second quarterback you have. I mean, if it's Blow, he's back to Blow, by the way. Sure, I can see that.
He's back to Blow, yeah.
He's back to Blow. I can certainly see that. Well, maybe a couple other guys here, but I think most of the time I'm probably going to edge towards that other. And that's all I pretty much play in is 2 quarterback leagues. Right. I can't see myself going Lock. But then again, in most of those leagues, I'm fairly strong at quarterback. As I was telling Jim before the show, I have Winston, and I'm more worried about that this week. I got him in a couple of leagues because of that. Yeah, he played great yesterday, but the adrenaline's flowing there. What happens this week? Maybe they can get sore. He's got a fracture in his thumb. That small fracture, whatever that means. But I got Tannehill, so I'm okay.
Right.
In the other league, I have Trubisky. I think I might be okay. I'm not really sure. So Lock wouldn't come into play. He's available in both leagues, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But he's not going to come into play for me.
But let's say you go. Yeah, so it depends. Like, if you're a playoff team, most likely you don't need a quarterback. But I'm sure some people had to pick up Tannehill, like, you said. Or let's say somebody has Kirk Cousins, who didn't have a great fantasy day. He hasn't really cracked 20 fantasy points as a 4-point passing touchdown league in a while. So, I'm not saying you should do it because it's too small of a sample size, but it's possible, especially against the Chiefs.
It's going to make people think, at least.
Yeah, at least think about it. I mean, Jameis is funny. Jameis is crazy. 33 for 45, 456 yards. I mean, that's amazing. 4 touchdowns, but 3 picks.
And he missed the series.
Went to the house.
And he missed the series.
He missed the series. Ryan Griffin came in at quarterback. Remember, if you follow it on Twitter, I wasn't watching the game. Nobody knew what was going on. We all thought, oh, that's it. He's gone.
Got benched.
Then you heard, he had gone to the locker room. Then you see him throwing on the sidelines and grimacing. It's like, oh, that's an injury. That's what they're worried about there. That's what we all thought. He finally got ticked. The only thing that was weird was that it came after a touchdown drive, not after one of his interceptions. So that was like, why is he pulling him now?
Right.
Yeah, but Griffin came in, did nothing, and then that's actually I think it's when Indianapolis went up by 2 scores, and then Winston led the comeback. He's gonna be a really tough call for. What do you do?
I think they're gonna keep him.
Yeah,
but it's a multi-year deal. You're gonna have to make. He's not gonna sign a 1-year deal unless you franchise him for a year and try and develop somebody else.
Yeah,
that's expensive as hell to do that.
Yes, but it's only 1 year.
It's a tough situation because he's the guy that could help you win. Now, he doesn't have tons of support around him, let's be honest, but he's also a guy that could cost you a loss. 3 picks yesterday, but he was QB2 yesterday. So there you go right there. And he's got a good matchup, I'll tell you after this. Fantasy football frenzy on an overreaction Monday. Are we overreacting about Drew Luck? I don't know. Sports Grid, get on the grid.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
rock and roll. You want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? Go to pointsbet.com/grid and open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID and you'll get two risk-free bets up to $1,000. Not only do they offer traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet. For example, if you were playing tonight's NFL game and you bet the Eagles as home favorites -8.5, and they beat Eli Manning and the Giants by 10 points, you'll receive 10 times your stake. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets up to $1,000 today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
There you go right there. Fantasy Taz. Hashtag Fantasy Taz. Jim Day reads. That's not a real thing. Welcome back. Overreaction Monday. And I'm going to overreact right now. 48-46. What a game. And I'm going to tell you right now. I watched that entire game. My eyes were glued to that game, and I didn't watch any other game at 1 o'clock. I'm not going to lie, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did, because that game was fantastic. I saw every play of that game. And, you know, I usually like defensive games, but, I mean, I have to say, I was very happy. Even though Gucci Garoppolo stinks, he threw a terrible pick. He's just not that bright. So, you know, I'm going to trash
it's
Gucci
supposed to
right
be
now.
2 minutes. You got to keep going.
2 minutes. What else can I say? What else can I say that's bad about him right now? He threw one pick. That was the one bad thing. It wasn't even a bad pick, though, George. I don't know. It wasn't a bad pick. It was off Emmanuel Sanders' hands, even though Emmanuel Sanders had a fantastic game. Fantastic game. And he was
Emmanuel Sanders
wide receiver
is a better
one.
Quarterback than Garoppolo has a much better pair.
Yes, there you go.
Sure. They should be George starting Emmanuel Chris Sanders. All right, the Sanders should be starting the quarterback there. They can catch the ball, throw the ball. That wasn't nice. I mean, both teams are breaking out pretty much the entire playbook.
Really?
You know, throwing stuff there. It was a fun game.
Yeah.
I watched a bit of the Pittsburgh, not a bit, I watched probably just as much of the Buffalo-Baltimore game.
Yeah.
A different kind of game there. And more, that was pretty much, to me, that's more 80s, 90s football where they weren't going to light it up, where San Fran and New Orleans were. It depends on what kind of football you like. You like the high-scoring game where nobody can stop anybody?
Yeah.
Go to New Orleans. You want to see more football back to when we were younger? Well, then you watch the Baltimore-Buffalo game.
Yeah. I would have watched that game if it wasn't for the 49ers playing in such a big game. I mean,
Is this why you need three TVs?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would have watched it on my laptop, but I got so into the game that like I just wanted to watch that game, you know?
I hear you, Chris. I didn't have anything else on.
I had nothing
except
yet.
That game. Just because it was such a great game, why bother watching anything else?
Right. There were so many fun plays.
It was going to be a disappointment.
Exactly. There were so many fun plays going on. I didn't want to take my eyes off it just to see, oh, you know, something happened in another game that didn't really matter. I mean, there was bombs left and right. These coaches pulled it. You're right. They went deep into the playbook. I mean, Kyle Juszczyk did a fullback option at one point.
Right.
A fullback option. I mean, he literally got handed off the ball, got killed. Flipped it to, I think it was Morstead, and, you know, they got the first down on that play. Great play calling by both teams all around. I mean, but
How about Drew Brees? 5 touchdowns passing, 1 rushing.
Yep.
He's had 12 touchdowns passing all year. He got 5 against San Francisco.
Yeah, 6 total. Yep, it's crazy. 300. They both threw for exactly 349 yards. Somehow, Drew Brees had the better game. And Gucci threw 4 touchdowns, 1 pick, 349 yards. Great game by him. They relied on him for the most part. And Morstead. Morstead ran pretty well, but he only had 10 carries. They threw the ball a lot in this game early on, too, which was surprising. I guess Shanahan wanted to throw them off.
They surprised him. They came out, you know, everybody thinking they were going to try and run against him, and he changed it up, and that's what happens, you know.
Yeah.
I always say it. We're looking for trends, but so are the different coordinators.
Yeah. And you're right.
Well, if you're looking at trends, I was annoyed watching this game. I tend to pick things apart.
Go ahead.
That last drive for San Fran that led to the game-winning play. It was either first or second down play to Kittle. Missed over the middle. Second down play, same thing.
Missed, yep.
You know, you might want to realize he's only looking for Kittle here. You have to double. You cannot let this man beat you. He can't be the man that beats you.
Yeah.
And sure enough, the next play, also to Kittle. This one's down the side. That's the one play where Kittle outbusted the guy and he's running free. With the face mask penalty. You can't let that happen. I'm sorry. I don't know why these coaches. If I'm a coach, Kittle is the man I don't want to beat me in that situation.
Right.
It's not going to be him. If it's Samuel, somebody else, if Dwight Clark, bro, raises from the dead, fine. But it's not going to be George Kittle. It's just not.
Right.
I'm a big believer in all sports, pretty much. You know, in baseball, I'm walking the guy to get to the weaker batter. I don't care. In hockey, I'm making sure Alex Ovechkin's not scoring from the slot over and over again. Why don't you take away the best player? Make them do what they don't want to do.
Yeah.
That's my opinion there. You can see it. First down, Kittle. Second down. I even said it. Well, third down's going to Kittle. Actually, it's going to Kittle.
I think one of them went to Sanders, and he was completely, like, blanketed by Lattimore.
Yeah, there's a down I'm missing in there. So that might have been the first down play.
Yeah.
So three in a row went to Kittle. So it's like
you can't leave him open. Right. It was a man-to-man coverage. I don't know who was covering him, but he lost the stat.
Two last names.
Yeah, I think Gardner, whatever his name was, Gardner
Johnson.
Yeah,
something like that, Gardner Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, who is a secondary guy. Couldn't keep up, like, I guess Kittle pulled a move. He slipped a little bit, kind of looked like he slipped a little bit, defender. He caught open. I mean, you know, easy throw for Jimmy. Boom, he goes down the sideline because he slipped that one step. But you can't have a man-to-man coverage where you got the whole left side of the field wide open in that type of situation where Kittle is. I mean, you got to have someone else shadowing over there. You're right. I mean, it's just... It goes back to New England and Belichick, who keys in on the most important player on their offense and makes sure they take him out of the game.
Make the offense.
Yeah, but you got to remember, to get to that point, Sanders was the most important player all game.
Yeah.
Sanders is the one that had the great game. I mean, Kittle, no doubt. I mean, Kittle does what Kittle does in that last play. I mean, the way he fought for those extra yards and kept going.
What an animal.
Exceptional play, no doubt about it. But Sanders was the guy that got them there all day.
Right.
So it's not like you could forget about Sanders either.
No, you can't. I mean, that's the thing. He was the addition for this team that really put them over the top because he's a veteran. He became the first player in San Francisco history to throw a touchdown and receive a touchdown in a game, which is obvious. You know, I doubt people in the past did things like that. So, and Sanders, you know, he's not a bad quarterback, actually. He throws the ball pretty well. And it was just, you know, he's the guy. He's a veteran. He's experienced. It's very important that they have this. And now this was a game for the number one seed. I mean, now the Saints fall to the number three seed. They might not even get a bye now. This was huge for both teams. This was the game of the season.
Saints fall to a number five seed, by the way. Can't fall to number three.
Who?
Saints.
Why? They're the division. They're top of the division. So they're the three.
Oh, so
Packers are the two, I believe, right now. Because of the conference.
You're right. You are correct. Thinking of a different team.
So, yeah, the Seahawks are now the five.
Seahawks are a fraud.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm starting to think the Saints are a fraud too now. I don't know.
I don't know if they're a fraud because they still put up 46 points
on the raw at home to a team that, you know, we question their offense. Not their offense is bad, but really, did anyone see the 49ers scoring 48 points in New Orleans? Anyone?
No.
I don't know. And they haven't played. I mean, they lost to Atlanta coming out of the bye too.
Yeah, that was a dud.
Right.
Everybody has bad games, though, George. I mean,
not at this time. You can't have a bad game in that situation.
Yes? You can't give up 46 points.
Right. That can't 48 points. That can't happen. That's for the number one seed.
Back next week and put up a great game and get right back on track.
That now they need San Fran to lose twice, probably. Well, it was a tiebreaker. That's going to cost them the number one. The only thing is they need Seattle now to beat San Fran when they play again. And maybe the New Orleans beat Seattle in the tiebreaker.
Maybe.
That's a horrific loss for the Saints.
Yeah, at home.
Well, I'm not saying it was a good loss. Yeah, absolutely, I agree. I mean,
the bad game against Atlanta, I can buy. All right, bad team. There's no excuse yesterday for that game. Actually, the offense was. And you know, I find it funny after the game. Sean Payton was actually complaining about his offense.
How
they put up 46 points, Sean?
They didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
They fumbled. They had one fumble.
Right.
Kamara fumbled.
We didn't take advantage of
their first fumble of the season.
It was a bad fumble.
That was their first fumble of the season. The Saints.
I just thought it funny, though. You know, you score 46 points, and you're blaming your offense, not the defense.
Defense?
48?
Yeah. But on the same token, San Francisco, who's supposed to have great pass defense, great rush defense, they did decent against the run, but they were getting torched.
They're showing some holes.
Yeah. I mean, Sherman couldn't cover Thomas. I mean, early on, Thomas didn't do much in the first half. Second half, he blew up. I know no one could cover Thomas.
Is Kamara hurt? What is wrong with Kamara?
I just think they bottled him up. I don't think he looked hurt.
Everybody's bottling him up.
Yeah, right. True. He didn't look the same. I'm with George.
Murray looks better on the ground, at least.
He does.
Definitely looks better running the ball. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But Kamara it didn't look like Kamara had any agility in that.
Right.
There were no jump cuts. There were no side cuts. None of the things that he's always been known for.
Maybe we should keep an eye on that.
I wonder if we're going to find out when the season's over that he's been playing with this throughout the whole year. You know, whatever it might be, and that's what's really hampering, because he does not look like, as Jim said, agility burst. He doesn't look like a player you watch out for.
Right.
He just looks like another Jag. He's a Jag right now. It's another guy out there. It's weird.
It is.
So I wonder that. Hey, and, you know, does anybody feel bad for the Patriots who got screwed yesterday?
No. Hey,
really, anybody feeling bad for that? They did get screwed.
What happened?
Really, how did they get screwed? Yeah. I didn't see that either.
Oh, my God. Once again, there was the play we've seen a couple of times this year where there's a fumble by Kelsey. The officials rule it dead, though, that he didn't fumble it. Oh, you find out after. He did fumble it, and New England returned it for a touchdown.
Three different calls they got screwed on.
Right. And then N'Keal Harry scored a touchdown, but they ruled him out at the three. Replay clearly shows he didn't step out at the three, but they ruled him out, and New England was out of challenges at that point. So New England really won that game. I mean, really, it's a story
of the year. Three calls?
Oh, yeah. I only saw two. I think the third one is the Travis Kelce one where he was spotted. That one didn't cost him a touchdown.
Okay.
But it may have played a part. But I mean, New England got screwed as much as anybody else has this year in any of these games that we always bitch about with the officials. No one cares, though, because it's New England. They generally get the benefits of these calls.
Right.
But I mean, it was just horrible. I mean, really horrible by the officiating crew. Once again, when it comes to the let it play out. It's a turnover. They'll replay it automatically. Let the touchdown go. It's a turnover. Right. They'll replay it automatically. Stop blowing your damn whistle.
Yes, you're right. Let it play out. The Patriots, you know, I feel like a little calmer may be coming back in this one, and that's why, too. But still didn't win the game. 23-16, Chiefs win. So, two in a row for the Patriots. Be right back. Overreaction Monday on The Frenzy. One more segment to go. Make sure you get on the grid.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
All right. Welcome back. Shout out to the Pit, Austin O'Brien, Alex Pisano, rest of the crew. Shout out to the Goon Squad. I hope all you guys won your first round playoff matchups, or hopefully you're well ahead tonight. I looked at the Goon Squad League, George. Looks like you're down roughly 50 points. You got someone else to go, or multiple guys to go, and he has
George
no one left.
George is dead.
Yeah.
That was a league I had all those players hurt. I think I lost foot. Josh Jacobs late. Only guy I had left was, I think I picked up Vance McDonald, and he got hurt. Even the guys I'm picking up got hurt. I think Rashad Penny was a pickup. He got hurt, and I had two other guys too. I was like, what the? Hey, what are you going to
do? Just
I
wasn't in the cards.
I was never
going to see who scored the most points this week.
The most for anybody?
Yeah, for anybody.
Drew Brees?
No. Which team in the Goon Squad League scored the most points this week?
Oh, what was it? You? I didn't see.
166.34. First of all, I didn't even know we were having a consolation bracket, so I didn't even set a lineup.
It's not a real consolation.
Maybe that's my answer. I shouldn't set the lineup; just let it do it on its own.
Somehow, nobody got hurt for you, I guess, in that lineup.
I guess, but I'm like, holy crap, 166 points! Thanks for nothing.
I think Yahoo does the consolation bracket on its own. There's no consolation.
I knew nothing about it. I was like, I started looking at the scores. I'm like, holy crap, look at this. I had Winston for 37, Anderson for 25, Elliott for 23. Even my defense got 17. Yeah, a little late for that, guys. Thanks.
A little late. There you go right there. I mean, you would have probably beat everybody in the playoffs.
Yeah, right.
I guess. I think a couple people had 130. Well,
I won't even look once I'm eliminated. I want to know.
Yeah. You won't even look once you're eliminated? What do you mean?
Oh, why would I look at my team in week 14 if I'm not in the playoffs?
Yeah, I didn't look at any of those
teams. I didn't set anything.
I don't want to look at my team. I mean, that just annoys me even further.
I think he just looked at it now. That's why.
Yeah, I
still haven't looked. You said I'm down 50. I knew I was down last night.
I
still haven't looked.
I don't go. There's no point. I can't change anything. So why would I look? You know, I knew I had all the injuries. I knew at one team I was screwed. And this was not a good fantasy weekend for me at all. I think my other two matchups I'm also going to lose. They're a little closer. I do have Alshon Jeffrey and somebody else, but I would need monster nights out of these guys, probably better than any receiver yesterday. So odds are I'm going away in those two as well. Not a good fantasy. I still have my team, and even my team with my best team, my biggest money league.
Mm-hmm.
It was on a bye this week. I have Winston and Evans.
Oh.
And Evans is definitely gone. Yeah, it's like, what the hell? I'm not even playing this week, and I got I'm destroyed.
So
here.
Now you
got
to figure that out.
Oh, that's I was telling Jim before the show. It's a two quarterback league, Superflex. My other quarterback is Deshaun Watson, and I have Tannehill.
That's
so
good.
I'll be okay. The receiver is a bigger problem. Evans is a bigger worry for me than Winston. That's tough to make up for.
You have anybody on the bench you could slide in?
I'm not looking at the team right now. I have good receivers, but nowhere near what Evans is. Cooper, who I didn't want to play, because he's going to go up against Jalen Ramsey, so he's going to have to play now. And I think my other receiver, is it Lockett? It might be Lockett who's done nothing in that league. It's either Lockett or Keenan Allen.
Yeah. What did Lockett do yesterday? Did he do anything yesterday?
Yeah, I think he had 8 points, 4 catches, 40 yards, something like that. He was okay.
Yeah. Seattle is just lackluster in general.
He's been dead. I think Lockett's got a bad his injury is much worse than LA's.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think that was really close to compartment syndrome. Really close.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
But look at all the quarterbacks that just totally crapped the bed this week. Rodgers, Mayfield, Brady, Josh Allen, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, all at the bottom of the quarterback list for the week.
Yeah, Russell Wilson way down there. Brady. who else did you say? Wow. Rodgers.
Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Baker Mayfield, Rodgers.
Wow. Yeah.
They all finished underneath Devlin Hodges.
Wow. That's brutal.
That's brutal.
I wouldn't have started Josh Allen anyway. I mean, you kind of had to expect that with Josh Allen this week. I mean, he's been great all season. Granted, it's fantastic. He was a QB2. You drafted him. Now you're starting him. But I would have went with my backup in this scenario. I didn't have to, of course, but if you guys did have to, I would have did that. I would have started
your backup is or was.
It could have been. I mean, a bunch of teams I had Allen and Goff. So Goff was my one and two before the season, but that's flip-flopped, and eventually I even dropped Goff and got Tannehill. So I think Allen is still the one in that scenario.
After Thursday's game, now in a couple of leagues, I have Dak and Russell in two leagues. And in both leagues, I decided I was going to go to Dak. And then after his mediocre game on Thursday night, which luckily he saved with garbage
salvage,
points, and I'll take it. You know, I'm like, oh man, I should have started Wilson. God, I can't believe I didn't make that change. And then Wilson comes out and throws a stinker. I'm like, okay, that was a good choice. Yeah, good. Way to go, Jim. Way to go. That's good management there.
I would have beat myself up. I mean, Dak had, 17 points fantasy-wise, right? 330.
No, he saved it. At the end.
Right, so I don't even know. That's not what I would have beat myself over with anyway, even if Wilson would have done 25. You know, you got 7. It's like he threw up 10.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. So I'd have been okay with that. That's the way I look at things. So when I have choices like that, all right, he got me a decent amount, so yeah. I'm okay.
In the pit league, I only beat the BFFs by a couple of points. Those couple of points could have been the difference if Russell did have a good game.
Right.
Hey, do I play you next week now?
It could have come close.
Well, I haven't looked at that league either. Were you a 6 seed?
No, I was. I might have been. I'm not exactly sure, to be honest.
So I might play you next week then. At least one of us will make the finals.
Yeah, there you go, right there. One of yous. I mean, that league's playoffs is pretty stacked. I know. I know the BFFs were a little bitter about that because they had, a play where I forgot who it was.
Oh, we can all go like this.
I know. We could all say this. Blah, blah, blah. He was 2 yards away from a touchdown. I forgot who it was.
And I'm sure Jim didn't have any players who were 2 yards. I mean, come on. It always goes like that. That's the way it is.
It is the way it is.
That's why I'd rather get crushed. You know, if I play Jim next week and he beats me by 50, I'm thrilled. All right, lost by 50.
I'm not going to. I don't play you next week. It looks like I play EY.
EY. EY killing it this year in fantasy.
Who am I playing?
The one seed.
It looks like I'm the at one this seed. Point, forget about it for Gazis, whoever that is.
Oh, that's Dane. Spitting speed.
Spitting speed.
That should be a good one. There you go right there. Rodgers, listen, I know it was Washington. I hope a lot of people didn't get killed by it. 11.4 fantasy points. But look at these next two matchups. Are you starting Rodgers? Chicago and then Minnesota. Now, Minnesota, I know they're not that... They've been
Minnesota's
a lot worse through the
sucks.
Yeah, through the air.
You're starting Rodgers that day.
But against Chicago?
You just saw Dak throw up a 330. Why wouldn't you?
That was garbage time, I know, but...
Garbage time counts.
We love garbage. Garbage is great for us.
Deshaun Watson won a lot of leagues yesterday because all of his points were garbage yesterday.
Now, that's
Deshaun
the thing.
Watson's points were garbage. Garbage. Garbage.
Right, but that was a game where he had to throw a lot in the end. Now, here's the thing. The Packers are winning games. Against Washington, all they had to do was run the ball. Aaron Jones took care of business. Rodgers didn't have to do much. They won the game. Chicago's another, to me, a weaker team. I don't think their 7-6 is real. I think they're a lot weaker than that.
No, they're a big-time fraud.
Yeah, they're a fraud. Big-time fraud. You're right. And I think that they could do the same thing, the Packers. They could just literally run this one through it because they've been bad against the run once again. Run this down their throats, and Rodgers won't have to do much and win this game, and they could take a lead. Game script plays a big part in this. I don't think they're ever going to be down where Rodgers is going to have to throw in this
game. Once again, though, look, this game shouldn't have even been close. Once again,
they barely won this game.
This idiot head coach takes the ball out of Aaron Jones' hands enough in this game to give it to Jamal Williams, who's doing nothing when Aaron Jones is crushing it.
Right.
You know, that's when you get too cute. That's what Matt Nagy was doing all at the beginning of the season, and that's what LaFleur continues to do. Look, I get it. Jamal Williams is not a bad player. He's a nice backup. But when you got Aaron Jones hot and running like the way he was running, you keep him on the damn field. You don't take him off the field. To me, doing things like that is just bad coaching.
Mm-hmm. And this game ended up 20-15. I mean, it looked closer than...
Washington. It shouldn't even have been that close.
Exactly.
And that's what I was telling you. This is the same exact thing they did against the Giants.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. It's the same exact thing because the Redskins, you should be... You can't be putting up just 20 points against the Redskins if you want to be a dominant playoff team. And you're fighting for something here. This pushed them into the 2 seed. Luckily, they were playing the Redskins. But if they play a good team,
they have to go into San Francisco and play San Francisco. They're going to get blown away.
Yeah.
Already did.
They're not going far in the playoffs.
Yeah, right. Good point, George. They already did.
Yeah, sure. There you go right there. So, Rodgers is a little sketchy of a proposition here moving forward. I don't know. But you're right. A lot of quarterbacks.
Well, it depends. Okay, are you going to sit Rodgers? Who are you starting above him?
One of these hot guys. Somebody with a good matchup. Tannehill. You know?
Tannehill's somebody I might consider. He plays, they're playing Houston this week. We saw what happened with Houston. Drew Lock just lit
got
him
torched,
up.
Yeah.
But as one of the promos will tell you, Tennessee can't beat Houston. They never can. And if you believe in that sort of thing,
that's
it's been going on for
game.
Years and years now. They
different QB now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what happened before, too, and they still beat him. And they play each other twice in the next 3 weeks, which is just idiotic scheduling, by the way, by the NFL. Why you would do this is 15 and 17? Or you, some teams play 14 and 6. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Same thing with the Giants and the Eagles. If it were,
I mean, it's stupid.
Yeah, they're not separating these games.
Right. Well, what are you doing? Why are you having two division games in any two teams should not be played in such a short period of time?
Yeah.
You know, let's say this Giant Eagle game was important. You know, and now they don't have Daniel Jones. You know, you're starting quarterback. And now he may miss both games because wait, that's why you separate the divisional games. One in the first half, one in the second half, or at least separate them by 6-8 weeks, not two.
Then they could end up be playing each other in the playoffs in the first round, too.
Right.
You got three games in 4 weeks.
That's fun. I think it's just idiotic scheduling. Yeah, you're right. We're seeing that a lot this year, as Jim just brought up. And Giants and Eagles and Tennessee Titans and Houston, they're not the only two ones I've seen all of a sudden like this. Weird. Yeah. It's quirks, I know, but just you think they'd work that out.
Mm-hmm. So you think Tennessee's going to have a that's a huge game because Houston just looks I don't know what's up with Houston, man. I mean, I feel like they just play up to certain opponents. They beat New England, you know, and then they play down to opponents like Denver. Now, listen, Denver, I guess, took them by surprise with the play of Drew Locke. But at the same time, you know, that game should be a little closer. I mean, what the heck? You're getting blown out.
It wasn't even as close as 38-24, by the way.
What's that?
It wasn't even as close as 38-24.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
It's garbage time. And Deshaun Watson ended up...
It was a trap game. They put all their effort into beating the Patriots last week, and that's what they concentrated on. You know, and that it happens way too often. We see it all the time. You get up for a big game. You're playing Denver with a rookie quarterback. You feel it's no problem. You're not really
digging into it as much.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, but it happens.
Mm-hmm. I know, and that comes to coaching, too, I feel like. You know,
I don't know if I want to blame O'Brien for everything.
I don't want to blame O'Brien yet for all the losses, but because, you know, he did beat New England. You know, he's doing a pretty decent job, but I don't think he's very good overall. And I'm not going to put it all on him. Some of it was Watson, some of it's the O-line, whatever. But it's just, you know, you can't lose these huge games. Like now against Tennessee, okay, you could lose this one, but now you got to beat Tennessee. You got to make sure you beat Tennessee. And they're going at Tennessee.
What? They play them two of the next. They got to split with Tennessee. Yeah. I assume they'll split. You know, you play 2 out of 3 weeks. And then it comes down to their
which is Tampa Bay.
It's Tampa Bay. What's Tennessee's
other game? They could lose
that
game too.
They could, but I don't. That'd be a high scoring game, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Be a 1,000 points scored in that game.
48-46.
See, that's what we all think, and it'll come out and be a 13-10 game.
Yeah, because everyone thought the Saints 49ers game would be low scoring.
Tennessee's other game is against the Saints, by the way. So Tennessee's in trouble.
Yeah. Well, Tennessee's hot. They're one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now.
But they have to win out.
Yeah.
Beating Houston twice, Houston's not a great team, but beating them twice, not easy. Division games, and then beating New Orleans?
Yeah.
I'm not liking your chances.
Well, that's if they want the division. They could get the wild card.
But you got to remember, tougher. New Orleans has lost a couple of games that you couldn't believe either.
Right.
The Atlanta game, Atlanta was just basically buried dead, and they come out and destroy New Orleans.
Right.
So there's no guarantee anywhere.
Pittsburgh-Buffalo game is big this week, by the way.
Yes. Pittsburgh-Buffalo looks like a good one. We got a lot of
How
good
about
games.
Pittsburgh? I mean, still winning with the third
Tomlin, coach of the year.
That's their coming top, to an end. Buffalo's beaten.
Their top running back out, their top wide receiver out.
True. You're right. But Buffalo's going to end that. I like Buffalo this week. All right. There you go right there. Fantasy Football Frenzy Overreaction Monday. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Make sure you get on the grid. BFFs are up next. Later.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
I'm gonna miss you.
Here's what you missed on Fantasy Football Frenzy.
I didn't want it to end.
Did you see that tackle that Ryan Tannehill made on the interception?
No.
Oh my God, it was great. The ball fantastic got tipped. Tackle. The guy came down with it. One of those big linemen came down with it, and he's rumbling down the field. And there was a guy right next to Tannehill trying to block Tannehill from getting it. Tannehill ran like far outside to get around from him, and then came storming right across this field and just chucked his big guy out, shoulder right to his body, and just took him right off his feet. It was amazing to see a quarterback do that. I was just sitting there. I'm pretty sure I was yelling at the TV, like, yeah, Danny, go for it. That was a heck of a tackle.
Like he's been playing defensive back for many years.
Oh, right? It was amazing. I mean, half of the guys on defense should have been paying attention.
Tannehill.
If I intercepted that ball, and that was me, and I'm seeing the replay of that, I am pissed off that guy didn't block Tannehill well enough. I mean, he just pushed him. Oh, he won't get back in the right play. That cost me a touchdown. I mean, as a defensive lineman, I'd be angry. I want my touchdown.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and I'd be angry that Tannehill even tackled me, to be honest. But
Tannehill's a big guy,
man. It was a tackle.
Tannehill's a big guy. That was a dare. He's played some defense because that was a pure form tackle, the way you're taught to hit somebody.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, previously he did play baseball. He was a wide receiver in the past, so he's definitely an athletic dude. And he got the job done yesterday. I mean, he was 21 for 27. If you started him as a stream option or whatever, 391 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. You know, he also ran for 19.
It's no surprise, since he started in week 7, he's a top 5 quarterback in fantasy.
Yeah, he's been consistent.
He's getting it done each and every week.
They're 6-1.
Meanwhile, Corey Davis has gone totally to the sideline.
Right.
You know, he's going to join Tevin Coleman as guys we could care less about from now on.
Coleman didn't even get touches, yeah.
Yeah, not until what, the third quarter did Coleman even touch the ball.
Right, it was almost that.
Yeah, just nuts. And then, yeah, just crazy. But A.J. Brown coming through in a big way. Love to see that. Now, I got to ask you guys a question. How come none of us saw this Drew Locke game coming?
Right.
Holy crap, where did this guy come from?
Seriously.
He was throwing freaking darts all day.
I don't think anyone expected this type of game, George.
Maybe Elway has his quarterback. I mean, he's giving us shots, right? You know, these guys, maybe, you know, he did draft Locke. Locke got hurt in preseason. That's why we haven't seen him. Maybe now he has his quarterback. You know, maybe yes, maybe no. It's a very small sample size.
Really,
yeah, it's tough. Yeah, too. A good half against the Chargers last week. Good game against the Texans yesterday. I mean, I think the Texans had a letdown. I do, but I'm not going to give.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough game.
Right, I'm not going to give all the credit to that. I think Locke came in. They put up some. They put up 38 points. I mean, 38 points on the road at Houston, a division leader. I mean, that is very impressive here. It certainly made me stand up and notice.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.